Hello, and welcome to the fourth episode of our Spilt Milk podcast. I'm so excited to get back into the potting life, Lauren.
I'm excited too. It was a pretty long break. Sorry about that, y'all.
Don't ask. Yeah, we're back. We're back. We're gonna get in a regular schedule. It's taken us some time to figure out the swing of it, but I think we have a schedule that will work best for us. I think going forward, we'll try and do every Thursday. We'll record and then upload on Friday. Maybe every Thursday, maybe every other, but yeah, we'll try and get some sort of regulated schedule going forward. Yeah. And make sure that you follow our Instagram that is live and active. What is the username?
Spilt_milk_podcast.
I think it's spilt underscore milk podcast. Oh. We'll double check and we'll do
it. Let me fact check that.
Double check that.
Okay, Sarah was correct. It's spilt_milk podcast.
Yes, spilt_milk podcast on Instagram. We got hella memes. it's a niche culture there, but if you listen to the pod and you enjoy it, then you will like the meme content. And we also post like updates and whatnot whenever we post. So make sure you give us a follow. But yeah, so it's our spring break. It's my spring break this week, and then it was Lauren's spring break last week, and we've been skiing and snowboarding and whatnot, and yeah, it's been nice. But I thought we would talk about take a trip down memory lane, because we're both in high school now. We're not in high school.
No, we are not. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we just graduated in eighth grade. No, we're both in college and have like
we're both done with high school.
We had put a period on high school. We're done with that, thank goodness, and we actually have respectable professors and administration. So it kind of makes you think about all of the shit that we went through in high school, and I thought it would be funny to kind of talk about all of the crazy teachers that we had, because we went to a really big high school in Texas, and I just think that there were too many staffs that were not, like, nobody really checked in on them or made background checks.
I've also just never been teachers in the first place, ever.
No, they never really should have. Their interview was probably 10 minutes, and maybe with, like, fellow teachers, like, not with the principals at all, like, I don't even know, they hardly did a background check on some of these people, like, I swear to God, shit was crazy. So I just thought we would talk about some of that. So did you have a teacher that you wanted to just start off with? Which one comes to mind first?
I'll start off with this one, just because it's the funniest story in my opinion. This was my eighth grade algebra teacher. Let's call him Mr. B.
Okay.
So he was nice. He was like a good teacher, I guess, but he was like really, really religious. And he was the leader of, I don't know if every school has this, but FCA, which is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Which is such a weird name of an organization.
It's just funny that thing exists, but whatever. So I have a friend, his name is Raj. I'll say his actual name.
His name is Raj.
He is not Christian. He is Hindu. And this teacher knew that, and like throughout the course of the year was like trying to convert him. Which, as a public school teacher, absolutely not your place. Like, obviously you cannot do that. But it was kind of like an inside joke with my friends in that class, I guess. And then he was really disrespectful about it. He would try to like tell him why Hinduism was wrong.
Oh my God.
And why the things he believed made no sense. And it's like, oh my God.
At a public Texas school. Yeah.
Just like in the middle of an algebra one. Like, oh, you cannot do that. It's crazy. And one time he gave my friend Raj an FCA Bible.
Oh.
So it had like Bible verses, and then it would have like little passages from athletes and
oh
stuff.
Oh my God.
I don't know. It's so funny.
Oh my God.
And it like it made the rounds in my friend group. Like, we all read it. I still own it to this day.
Oh. Do you read it often? I don't know. Do you reflect on it?
No. Can't say I do.
We should definitely keep that. That is...
Yeah, no, it's hilarious. Yeah, so that's just the first thing that came to mind, which, I don't know, it kind of is like, how can that happen?
How did he get away with that? Public school,
but then, like, also when you think about it, the administration was the exact same way in our middle school. Yeah. Which I have another story about that if you want me to
tell. Yeah, wait, I do. I want to hear it. Okay. I want to hear it all.
So, okay, yeah, this one wasn't a teacher. This was an assistant principal.
Okay.
Let's call her Miss
B. No. She was my fave.
So, oh yeah, no, she loved you, but she hated me. So, oh my God.
Which we should preface still, with, that is normally not how that goes. Normally teachers hate me and love Lauren.
Exactly. So, I don't know, but this still makes me mad to this day. So... let me set the scene. I was at a boys' basketball game when a bunch of people came running up to me showing me this Instagram account that was cyberbullying me. Which, like, it wasn't really that big of a thing. It was, like, funny.
Yeah.
Like, the things they said about me, I wasn't, like, offended about it. But that's horrible. We went up to this assistant principal at the game and showed her this. Do you want to know what she told us to do? She said, comment Bible verses and make people stop.
That'll get them. Yeah. That'll show them.
Yeah, which, whatever. That's not even the worst part of the story. Flash forward to, like, 2 weeks later, me and all of my friends get called into the office, and then she tells me that we all made the account. Which, like, why would my friends do that? Which, it was so insane.
To make fun of you?
She was telling us,
like,
yeah, and I was in there too, and she was saying I was involved in it. I was like, why would I cyberbully myself?
You're
like,
I'm a victim in this situation.
Yeah, I was like, what are you basing this off of? Yeah,
Lauren,
I don't know.
You're just
so she like called
like
all of our parents and told us that, like, oh, y'all are gonna get like suspended, like blah blah. She called our parents.
I do remember her calling mom. Yeah,
and yeah, and then saying that we were cyberbullying, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, literally, I was like the victim of this, and she just was like, yeah, y'all did it, on like with no proof.
It's like,
and then that was the end of that. That was it.
It's like she pulls up a post and it's like, Lauren Wheeler is a fugly slut, and she's like, I know you made this, you did it.
She's like, yeah, because who else would call you that other than yourself? I'm like,
oh my god.
I don't know.
That's
it was
crazy. That
was
that
really
reminds
annoying.
Me. That reminded me. I didn't even write this down. I don't know how, but that reminds me of like the worst story I have from middle school, which this doesn't really have anything to do with teachers, but it has something to do with Miss B and like the associate assistant principals. Mm-hmm. It was the last day of seventh grade, and me and my friends thought we would be like little baddies and like skip one class period. But we didn't know, like, we weren't the kind of kids to just skip class, so, like, we didn't really know what to do when you skipped class, because there was no way they, like, leaving the building or anything, like, that wasn't gonna happen. Yeah. So we literally just hung out in the restroom, like, near the cafeteria for, like, a whole class period, and then at some point, I was like, okay, I'm, like, really bored, like, I really want to just go to my French class, like, I'd rather be there, honestly, than just sitting in this nasty bathroom, and I had, like, two other friends in there with me, and so... it was like fifth period, and so there was another lunch going on at the time, and then when that lunch bell rang, we thought we would just slip in the hallway with all of those people and then scurry on back to my class, and just I would tell her I was at the nurse or something like that. I would just make something up. It was the last day of school, so like it really wasn't that big of a deal, right? And so we think we're sly, we think we're slipping in and, you know, fitting in with everybody else in the C lunch crowd, but Miss B plucks us out from the groups, notices that we are not in this, she knows we are not in this lunch period because we had gotten in trouble during our own lunch periods, like she knew that we were not with this crowd, so she knew that we were skipping class and we were hiding in the restroom, and then she pulls us all into her office individually, but we had already had a plan. We already had a plan in case we had gotten in trouble. So we one by one had to go into her office and tell her this was our story. This was our plan. Okay? Our plan was to tell her that one of my friends was having really bad diarrhea and that we needed to help her clean it up. And so,
oh my god,
one by one I had,
that's the best yeah. I come up with.
And, and they can't argue about that, you can't tell me that's not true, like yeah, you don't know, like, you don't know what's going on. And so we literally, I literally had to, with a straight face, sit down there with Miss B, the other Mr. Mim, I don't even remember what their fucking names were, you know, all these people, adults, yeah, with a straight face, and tell them like, yes, my friend was having severe diarrhea and I was helping her clean it, I was wiping her ass. Not really, but like I was like, I was helping her clean it.
Oh my god.
And they let us go. They just didn't even want to argue about that one. They didn't, I didn't get in any trouble. Yeah. They well, made it.
Yeah, no, if that was me, I would have been threatened with suspension.
They like, knew, yeah. They made it seem like we were going to get in trouble on the first day of school, like on the, like, come 8th grade, because we were in 7th grade, but like obviously they forgot about the whole diarrhea dilemma, which I'm fine with. I literally forgot that that even, that's, happened, so that was like the only time I ever tried to skip class, and I was so traumatized by that whole encounter that I never tried again. So I feel like going off of that, I should just preface with these stories by saying that I was a piece of fucking work. I was kind of a dweeb. No, definitely a dweeb, and just like, just kind of a little bit of a smartass, you know. I had some teachers that I really respected, and I would never fuck with them, but there were some that just, there's nothing that they could do to earn an ounce of respect from me. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And they would do it to themselves, let's be honest. So I just want to say that I don't defend my actions. Like, I don't treat my professors like that. I pay a lot of money for the school that we go to. Like, we don't do that at Purdue at all, and they just do a much better job in the hiring process all around, so I don't have to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's just like, I feel like I should get that on the table, like, don't be mad at me. Don't cancel me for this, please. I was 12. I was literally 12.
But if you knew, like, a lot of these teachers genuinely just did not deserve any respect. They were terrible like, yeah, so sometimes it's justified.
Yeah, so, okay, so I'm thinking back, the only other middle school teacher that I had written down on here, I'll also call her, her last name started with a B, so I'll also call her Miss B, but she was my 6th grade English and language arts teacher, and bless her heart, she was probably 80 years old, and teaching 6th grade, and it was English and language arts. We had it for 2 class periods. It was like 2 hours with these 6th graders, and she was basically Helen Keller. She couldn't see really well, and she couldn't hear very well either. She was borderline blind and deaf, I would say. Like, very not, very, I don't know. Not just, so.
Oh god, where is this going?
She had this, like, wind chime that would sit on her desk, and I would just sit there and go back and forth chiming it, and she would not flinch, could not hear it, would not notice that I was just chiming away the entire class period. And then me and my friends would play this game. This is horrible. She did not deserve this. We would play this game. This is the only teacher I say did not deserve it. She was just a relic. Like, protect Miss B. We would play a game where we would see how many times we could leave the classroom without her noticing.
Oh my god.
So we would just, I would literally be like on all fours, like crawling out, and like she would notice me, and then I would just crawl back inside. And like, we wouldn't go anywhere, we would just go in the hallway and then like look at each other and then like tally it down and then come back inside.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
And there was one time where my friend was in the hall, doing her thing in the hallway, making her round, and you know, doing her damn thing, and Miss B was like asking where she was, and she was like, where is she? And she was like, oh yeah, wait, she went to the nurse's office a long time ago. And I was like, no, she did not. She like made up this whole story in her head. It was so funny. But yeah, that was like pretty much the only middle school teacher. Bless her heart. Oh my god. So funny. Yeah. So, can you think of any from freshman year? Moving on.
Well, okay. Hold on. Real okay. quick. I have one from elementary.
No, no way.
Yeah. Just because, like, it's just a couple of minor things that she did that it just, like, I've never forgotten.
Okay.
Okay. So, this was, like, my switch teacher. Like, it wasn't my homeroom teacher, it was like the other one that you would go to for like English or whatever. Yeah. In third grade, let's call her Miss S.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. So For context, I broke my ankle in third grade.
How dare
really
you?
Stupid story. Like playing hide and go seek in the dark.
Oh my god, yeah.
I broke it. Yeah.
That was traumatizing. Really broken. Yeah.
And the day after I got my cast off, I had to go to school, obviously. Yeah. And I still wasn't super comfortable just like walking on it. So I brought my crutches the next day just like in case
what
I really
wimp.
Did it. And right. No, just wait. Me being fully like 9 years old, she looks at me and was like, "Are you kidding me? You still have your crutches?" God. I was like, "What is wrong with you? Like, I literally just broke it."
So
like,
ableist.
I got my cast off yesterday. It doesn't mean it's like fully fine now. I don't know. I thought that was crazy. She's just like an example of one of those people that just should have never been a teacher.
No, if no compassion, yeah. And no passion either.
No. Yeah, and another time, the same teacher, same year, we used to have reading logs, right, where you had to, like, write down how many minutes you read and have your, like, parents sign
it.
Yeah,
fuck those. And I always cheated.
I mean, I read a lot in elementary school, but, like, so that was never a problem between, like, my mom and I. Like, she knew I read, and I just forgot to have her sign it one day. So I just very awfully signed my mom's signature. Like really bad. And then she came up to me and was like practically telling me I would go to jail for
that.
Oh
my god.
Which I was like, dude, what? Like, what are you talking about? And she was like, yeah. And then she emailed my mom saying blah 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 blah, like expecting me to be in like big trouble. And like our mom did not give a fuck. Did not care at all. I don't know.
That's so funny.
Just like she did her minutes. Yeah,
that's so funny.
Those are two small stories, but
me and Austin
made me so mad.
It's so funny that you got in trouble for forging mom's signature, because me and Austin both got in trouble for forging mom's signature. But my fucking replica of her signature was so good that she didn't know until I think there was a parent teacher conference and she was asking about like the reading minutes. Mom was like, "What is that? Like, I never signed those." And
I
just nailed down the special R and like everything. Like I literally would practice it. And then I got so good at it to where like Austin, our older brother, would ask me to sign mom's signature on things whenever like he needed a signature for like something that he didn't want to tell her about. Yeah. Whew, that was a good skill to have at a young age. But yeah, no, definitely don't carry that on.
But I was just like, even when I was in third grade, I was just like, you're really gonna like how little power and control do you have over your life that you're gonna get that mad at an 8-year old for like forging their mom's signature on a reading log?
That's pathetic.
Log? Like, dude, like you need to like have a hobby or something.
Have a hobby. Literally, that would go a long way for a lot of these teachers if they just had a fucking hobby. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that was it for that one. We can go to high school now.
I was like, I don't remember anything really from elementary school. Like, I'm sure I had some issues with teachers, but like, I can't really think of anything except for
I hold grudges, so I remember.
Yeah, you do hold grudges.
Like, I could say another from elementary school, but I'll let her off the hook. I'm not gonna.
So ninth grade, what comes to mind? Any problematic teachers? I think I know.
Just
yeah.
Yeah. So this was my human geography mm-hmm. teacher. Let's call her Miss E.
Yeah, your first AP course.
Oh yeah, my first AP class. So
smarty.
Just another classic example of someone who just should have never been a teacher.
No.
Literally no compassion. She would always be like literally months behind on grading.
Literally like a whole school year behind.
Yeah, no, I'm not even kidding. We would like just keep taking tests, and I'm like, meanwhile, the first test we took hasn't been graded.
Like,
and I'm
I have
like,
no
what
idea
are we doing
how well I'm doing in this class.
Yeah.
That's so frustrating.
No, exactly. Yeah, but she just did not care, and she was like, I don't know. I think she was like kind of ashamed that she was a teacher because she would always try to rationalize how smart she was. She'd be like, "I got into Harvard," but like she didn't go. And, I don't know. All these things.
I'd be holding that too forever.
Okay. Yeah. And okay, just another thing too is she was always so like unorganized. Like she would just lose my work all the time, and then I would get so upset with her about it, and because she would tell me I never turned it in, and I'd have everybody around me being like, "Yes, she did."
Oh my god.
And then she would be like, no, you didn't. And then she would give me a Z, like, put in a zero. Yeah. And I don't know. Like, she made me cry on multiple Aww. Occasions. But one time, I just did not understand her sense of humor, I yeah. think. But she just, like, out of nowhere, while we were watching a video, picked up a box of Nilla wafers and threw it on my head across the room. She just chucked it at me. I was just like,
she just randomly
oh my God.
What the hell?
Yeah, it was just, like, so out of nowhere.
Lauren, that's assault.
Like, that was the funniest thing that's ever happened.
That's literally assault.
No, literally.
I literally would have taken yeah. that box of Nilla wafers and walked straight down to the principal's office and been like, this bitch just
yeah,
threw
I was like... I was like, why did you do that? Like, I think she was joking, but, like, her and I wasn't, like, I don't want to say friends with her. Like, I didn't talk to
y'all
her.
Y'all weren't cool. Y'all weren't homies. Like, yeah. Y'all had beef.
We were not cool.
No, there was definitely some sort of, God. I think there was some underlying passion behind that toss, that throw.
Yeah, like, she just did not like me. That had to have been
That's
it.
Insane. I can't believe she Ooh. Got away with that, Lauren.
She's gotten it. She's one of those teachers that'll probably never be fired, like, no matter what she does, because I know she's gotten, like, a million complaints.
Well, she's just too. So smart. I mean, you can't fucking...
Oh, yeah.
She got into Harvard,
oh, yeah.
so...
Like, she's a great asset to the high school community.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's literally traumatizing. I do remember you complaining about her all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's funny that you say that she lost your papers and then she would give you zeros because my... Wait, sorry, is there anything else you wanted to say about her?
No, that was
okay. I had one of my freshman year teachers, we'll call him Mr. S. He did not have... okay, we went to a giant fucking high school, so, like, things were not always really well thought out. So one of my teachers straight up just mm-hmm. didn't have a classroom. Like, he didn't have a classroom at all. He literally had a little cart that was, like, basically like a file cabinet, but it was just, like, it had wheels. And he would push it around mm-hmm. to different class periods where he would use that class, or he would push it around to different, like, classes and classrooms, and he would teach in that class for one period, and then he would move to a different classroom and then teach in that class for one period. And so he would lose everything in this little cart, right? Because he's teaching six seven classes, English too, so we would always be turning in papers, and mm-hmm. and I totally took advantage of his little cart system, because anytime I didn't feel like turning anything in, I would just tell him he lost it, and then he would give me $100.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, dude, you lost it in your little cart. You gotta keep it together, man. You gotta figure this out. I mean, knowing damn well that I never did the assignment and was never going to. But.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. There was one time. Okay, so this is like ultimate dweeb. This was like my ultimate dweeb level, right? So I was a piece mm-hmm. of work in this class period because it was seventh period. He shared, and I had all of my friends in my class, which was just like a recipe for chaotic behavior. And he shared the classroom with my basketball coaches. Like, the classroom that I was in was my basketball coach's classroom. So sometimes she would sit in there mm-hmm. and post up and just watch me do my damn shit. Okay, so that got bad, and I ended up getting a new assigned seat. Oh, we would walk in pretty much every day, and there would be a new assigned seat. We would take like 30 minutes to do a new seating arrangement because the seating arrangements were never working, and that had nothing to do with the seating arrangement. I think he eventually figured and just gave up on that. But there was literally one point where my seat was connected to his desk. Like, he just pulled up a chair on the other side of his desk and he made me sit there like every single day. And so one day I walk in,
oh my God.
And there's a sheet of paper on my quote unquote desk, which is really his desk. And I write my happy name on it. First party foul.
Sorry.
I write my name on it because I thought it was a paper at my desk. And then we ended up not touching it, so I just left the paper there. And then I come back to class the next day. He made copies using the paper that I had written my first and last name on for every single person. So every single person's paper said Sarah Wheeler on it. He couldn't figure out which one was mine. And I was like, it was just such a shit show. And it was so embarrassing because it wasn't only my class period. It was all of the class periods said Sarah Wheeler on the front of the page.
God. dead.
And he literally made copies of it. I was like, what the fuck? And so we argued about that one. I think he ended up giving me 100 on that, because how could you figure out which one was mine?
True.
When everybody has mine. So yeah, that was part of his ordeal. He was just an incredibly disorganized individual who needed a classroom. But again, they weren't gonna check up on him and see how he was doing at any point in the year. And I just remember that he had the hairiest arms. It would go down to his fingertips, the hair on his hands, go all the way down to his fingertips, and he would put it under the little like projector type of thing where you would like be writing something down and it would show up on the screen, and all I would just see his hair. That's all I could look at, was just hair. It's disgusting. Anyways, that's kind of my problem. But the other thing is that, like, so my basketball coaches, like, they saw my grades. They weren't that hot in that class because I was a dweeb, and they would make me go to tutoring for him. But he was the sponsor for the fucking LARP club for Cy Woods for our high school.
Oh my god!
Sorry, name drop our high school. Oh. Yeah, I don't really care. So he literally was a sponsor for the live action role play club, and so I would have to sit through 30 minutes of their LARP club, and then I would get my tutoring session. Oh, or sometimes he would like split his attention between LARPing and kids who were there for tutoring, and that was honestly the best. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I actually really enjoyed getting to sit and watch all the LARPing. It was fucking hilarious. And I don't really care about it now, but like, because like now I can recognize it's just a hobby, but at the time I was like, who are these people? What are you guys doing? So weird. Oh my god. I could go on and on about him, but the thing is we're trying not to use names. We don't want to name drop. The teachers did not sign up for our criticism and commentary, so I'm going to keep it at that. We're just going to put a bow on that one, because I really could go on for hours and hours about quote-unquote Mr. S.
Yeah, but you're like, your legacy like kept going, though, because so in my sophomore year, I didn't have him for English, but I had another teacher, and our classrooms were right next to each other. And every time he had like his off period, he would come into my teacher's classroom, who was like fresh out of college, really, really pretty. Like,
they would flirt.
Girl. Or he would flirt. Yeah. Yep. He would come in and just flirt with her. Oh, and like, she was so like visibly uncomfortable. Yeah.
Poor lady.
It was really bad. And we would make so his many jokes. And she was like, guys, stop. Yeah. We would like make jokes about them like dating. She was like, guys, oh, stop. My God. That's not funny. Yeah.
That's funny.
And like, also, he like accidentally called me Sarah once, your name. And I like got mad at him, because I was just like, I know you don't like her, but don't do that. I was like, don't.
I know.
And
so
every time he saw me, he'd be like, hi, Sarah. I was like, oh my god, oh my god. Yeah. So he was just like annoying.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And like, I don't know if he thought it was like a little joke we had, but I was like, I don't know you. You're not like my teacher.
Ugh.
Just stop.
It's just like, you can imagine the weirdest person from your high school growing up to become a teacher, and then they are then in charge of a group of 30 plus students in a classroom. Just imagine how that would go. That's about how this class period would go every single week, every single day. And that's funny that he would call you Sarah, because I literally saw him in the hallway. He must have just been fucking with us, because I saw him in the hallway like a year after I had him, and he called me Sasha. I was like, I know you damn well. You know my name is not Sasha. I think he was just messing with me, but I was like, what? Are you, what? Come again? Who?
Sasha. That's
funny. Know.
Okay. Do you want to talk about Miss T?
Oh, wait. Let's talk about Miss T. Okay, so me and Lauren had some similar teachers, but this one really rings home.
Because this is like a school-wide thing. Like, everybody knows of... Yeah, like, it's a thing.
I have her on... Okay, so just to preface, I have her on Snapchat. That's the kind of teacher that we're talking about here. She pulled out...
And how old is she?
I don't know.
No, I'm just saying, like, ballpark. She's what, like, 40-something? She's probably early 40s. And you have her on Snapchat?
Yes, and she pulled out her QR code and, like, made me and my friends, like, scan her to add her on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So She taught like an okay, part of the problem was just the subject that she taught. The other part of it was just her complete inability to maintain the respect or behavior of a classroom. But she taught like just a like a bullshit like science class, because you need like 4 science credits. And so my senior year, I don't like science. It's not my deal. So I took Earth and Space. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, that's easier than like fucking AP Chemistry or something like that, you know? And so that's what pretty much everybody who signed up for this class was just doing, you know? It's an easy little class. And I had a really interesting group in my class period. It was kind of like me and my friends, and then there was like a group of like boys who were a year younger than us, and they were like kind of, I guess they were kind of like popular guys, I don't know, but they were pain in the asses like to her too. And so between the two groups, mm-hmm. I think we gave her an equally hard time. But the one that I want to talk about first was she had a hard time maintaining like the attention and respect of the classroom. So she literally would teach a lot of times with like a little microphone, and then one boy, somebody stole the microphone and went to the restroom. Went to the restroom with the microphone and just started playing like 21 Savage and like making like fart noises in the microphone. And it literally took her like 20 minutes to figure out where the noise was coming from and like who had the microphone.
Oh my god.
It was so fucking funny. Oh my god. It was literally just like she's trying to teach about asteroids and then you just be like that's public Texas. That's Texas public education.
Yeah, it's just in a nutshell.
When we would do our review games, I don't know what made her give us gummy bears, but we had gummy bears. This was not my group. This was not my group, okay? This was the other group of boys. This is horrible. Yeah. This is so bad. They would bite the gummy bears in half and then just chuck them at the whiteboard to see if they would stick. And then they would end up hitting her half the time. She'd just be trying to do a review game. Just kidding. Pelted with gummy bears. Half-eaten gummy bears. Oh my god, that's horrible. I'm sorry. I did not do that's that again. So I did not do that. But I witnessed.
And like this is definitely one of the teachers for the most part that like, I don't want to say deserves that, but
she
like.
She was rude.
She was mean and creepy.
Creepy, yes. Yeah, I don't know if we should get into that, but. let's just say her having just, like, people on keep Snapchat it is just a question in itself. Yeah. We'll just end it there.
And we've just all heard things. Everybody in the school has heard things.
Yeah,
and that's all we can say.
All rumors, nothing confirmed. What were your experiences with her like?
Well, mine was a little different just because, like, you know, I didn't have any friends in that class. Okay. I used that class to finish all of my college applications.
Nice.
And, I don't know. But there was, like, a group of popular boys in the grade below me that were in there.
Okay.
That would kind of just, like, absolutely ruin everything. Yeah. I don't think it was nearly as bad as yours. But, it was just kind of like we would never get anything like even close to getting it done. Like not even a little bit.
Yeah, she taught like such a bullshit class, and then she would be mad that because I would do the same thing. I would do my calculus homework during that class, and then she'd be mad that you could get away with not paying attention and still get an A. And it's like, girl, that's why I signed up for this class.
Yeah, that's why everybody signs up for that class. Yeah,
I just remember the like.
But
sorry, go.
Go ahead.
I just remember the like lesson plans and like the way she scheduled the class being so disproportionate and making no sense. There would literally be days where we would do nothing.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, we would do like 3 labs, 2 videos, 4 PowerPoints, and she would literally just be running around like a chicken with her head off and just like screaming at everybody, like screaming at everybody. And it's just like, no wonder, we had all week. We could have been doing this on Monday. She just insisted.
Yeah. And I think, for the most part, since obviously I had her after you, because I also took it my senior year. Like, she didn't really mention you that much.
Yeah. Surprising.
But, like, I guess, like, the first lab we did, like, I kind of just did it instead of, like, I guess, asking her a lot of questions, and she was like, "You're nothing like your sister. Your sister would be following me around asking me questions about everything." I was just like, okay.
I did not want to put any brain power into whatever the hell we were doing. Yeah,
you didn't want
to think. Classes were really like a manic episode. It felt like... Yeah.
That was funny.
Oh my god, when there was one time she like sent me a Snapchat of Lauren, of you.
Yeah. Oh my god, I forgot about that. I had to stay after because I played tennis like all of high school, and during like the spring season for tennis, it's all day tournament, so we missed school for that. So I missed the test, and so I had to stay after school to make up the test. She just took a picture of me and sent it to my sister saying, "Look who's here."
Like, no, she's like,
I did not know she took that.
You were clearly not paying attention, did not consent, did not sign a photo release form, and she goes, "Look who's making me stay late on a Friday." Like, it's just you.
And
just
then
like,
I look down at my phone,
looking like you want to die taking an Earth and Space test.
Yeah, and like the middle of it, I think she like left the classroom, so I looked down at my phone and I saw that you sent that, and it was like, oh my god, like I did not know she took
that.
That's
fucking creepy.
I thought that was weird.
It is weird.
Yeah, but like I did feel bad because I also gave her like pretty much no respect. Like there was never a time I would look up at the board when she was doing anything. No. And also I was never not 15 minutes late because that was my first class of the day my senior year.
You showed up late every day?
I was absolutely never there.
Oh my god, how did you get away with you doing tardies?
No, she didn't. She never counted me tardy. I don't know why.
That's true. I guess I would leave.
But I did have like, I had a little bit of an absence problem my senior year.
I do,
so.
I do know that. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, I do, but.
COVID, you know.
Yeah, she had a classroom on like the west, like the farthest wing of the school, and then my parking spot was right next to her classroom, and I had her seventh period. School got out at 2:40, every day at 2:25, I was sprinting down that stairwell trying to get out of there, literally.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Because, like, the traffic leaving our school parking lot, it's backed up really fast, so you do have to
leave.
It's justified.
Exactly. I was like, I try to get home. I was like, I live two minutes away. If I leave here when school gets out, I won't get home until 30 minutes later, like, deadass. It's crazy. Yeah. And I was also a new driver, too, so we could use that as an excuse. Maybe I was just nervous about being in a parking lot full of 4,000 kids who were just not starting to drive. So, but she would literally just like, chase us down the hallway and be like, I'm going to write you up, man. And she would never. Like, she wouldn't. She wasn't going to do that. So I just did it every day. No harm, no foul.
Yeah. Well, the harm was that you were always supposed to bring me home in 10 of 7 periods. So, like, I had to,
I was kind of an ass about that.
Run. I had to sprint to your car or else you were going to leave.
I wouldn't do that nowadays. So. I would have been much nicer about it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did feel a little bad for her, but she was going through a midlife crisis when we had her.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She did some questionable things.
She did some questionable things. Yeah, I don't know. I still have her on Snapchat. And okay, so the thing is that bothered me is she tried to bond with me over being a Pisces. And I was like, okay, we got to stop. We got to stop, right? Because I know it checks out that she's a Pisces. Like, it really does. Like, shit makes sense, you know what I mean? But I was like, we don't need a bond over that. You're making me embarrassed. I got to be honest.
Yeah, like, that's not something we have in common.
No.
It's just, like, a coincidence.
Quite literally a coincidence, yeah.
That's so funny.
Anything else about Miss T? I feel like there's more I could say, but I think I should just end it there because I gave her such a hard fucking time.
Yeah, honestly, we kind of went in on her a little bit. So we could,
like... We can move on.
Relax.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone else?
We can move on. I didn't have anybody else, but...
Oh, I do.
Or a couple minor things that I was going to bring up, but you can go ahead.
Well, I have one... This is a minor thing. I had a teacher that would play Sims on her smart board during, like, any passing period, any lunch break, any break at all. She would literally hook up her Sims to the smart board and would sit in a desk and play it.
What's her alias? What are we
gonna call it? Oh, Miss D.
Okay, that's exactly what I thought it was. I was like, I also had this
you
sister.
Had her too? Okay, would she do that? Do you remember her talking about her Sims?
Yeah.
She loved him.
I loved her, though.
Oh, I did too. I liked her too.
Oh, yeah. She was like one of my favorite teachers.
Oh, I loved her. I love Sims.
But that's just, like, so
funny. She was amazing. Yeah. But that's, like, fucking... I was, like, that's hilarious. Like, I was telling my friends about it. I was, like, yeah, I had a teacher who would play suit. And they're, like, what the fuck? Like, what? Like, I just never even thought about it. And there were you in the Horizons class?
At that point, it was AP. She didn't teach Horizons.
Oh, okay. I had her sophomore year. So, I had her in the, like, quote-unquote gifted and talented class. So, we would do, like... There was one time where we had, like, 2 months to work on a project. And I think there were maybe 12 kids in my class. And, like, every other class, I had, like, 30. So, I don't know what was up with this one, but I had, like, nobody in this class. And 12, three, I'd say a quarter of them were, like, my close friends. Yeah. Which is unfortunate. And we would just kind of fuck around, whatever, during our, like, project hours. And it really ended up in me having to completely crunch my project into 2 days when she gave us 2 months to do it. The funny thing, I had plans to print this whole book, do this whole thing, and I didn't do any of it. And then it was, like, 2 days before, and I had to print it all out on sheets of printer paper and then just put it in a binder. And I was like, here's my quote-unquote book, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, people had, like, redesigned the, like, electoral college. They had, like, really thorough, like, projects, especially for, like, sophomores in high school. Like, good projects. Mine was shit, though.
Yeah. No, mine was really bad as well. I remember.
So... she would, whenever we would have our project hours, she was just incredibly, like, a very individualistic person, i.e. The Sims, and, like, just kind of introverted. And so she would literally just, like, go to the end of the hallway and just, like, there was, like, a little table at the end of the hallway for, like, whatever reason, like, next to the windows. And she would just go sit on that table and just, like, stare out the window. And I have so many videos of me being like, are you okay? Just zooming in on her, just, like, lost, deep thought, just staring out the window. Meanwhile, she has a whole classroom of kids, like, just down the hallway that she should definitely be proctoring and, like, making sure we're doing work. That's definitely why I didn't get anything done on that project. Just playtime.
It literally was, yeah,
quite literally. So that's all I really had to say about Mystique, because I really liked her. I took, for my, like, art credit or whatever, I took floral design.
Oh, God, yeah.
And this was senior year also, so this was also a fucking joke. Between, like, earth and space and floral design, like, those are my two jokes. Like, this was, like, finally, like, a break from, like, actually respectable people where I needed to, like, put on a good front and whatnot. So she was probably, like, 23. Like, she had just graduated. I think she graduated with our brother. And then she graduated from our high school, went to college, and then came back and taught at our high school, which you already know is a red flag off the bat.
Yeah.
And she was the floral design teacher, but she also taught some, like, FFA country shit. So it was, like, equine science, I guess they offered. Question mark. I don't really fucking know. And one time she literally brought her... No, not one time. Multiple occasions. She would bring her horse to school and would just ride it out. She wouldn't have anything planned for our class, like, no lesson plan or anything, but I guess this is what she was planning to do with her equine kids. I'm not really sure. So she would bring her horse to school, tie him up to a little fence near the soccer post, near the soccer fields, and then we would all have to go out there during our class period and just watch her ride her fucking horse around the soccer field. Like, ultimate, like, imagine the horse girl having, like, an audience that you... Like, they have no option but to watch you. Oh, like, I had to be there. It was, like, the ultimate power trip for, like, a horse girl.
Yeah. It's just so upsetting because this is what everybody thinks Texas is like. And you're like, no. And then shit, like, this happens and you're like, oh, my God.
Like, I rode my horse to school. I'm like, that's weird. But my teacher did bring her horse to school.
Yeah. But, like, it's not that far out of the realm.
No, I guess like, not. And I guess she would kind of justify it under the guise of teaching equine science, quote unquote. Like, I don't think watching somebody riding a horse really teaches you anything about equine. Like, I could just do this on YouTube on my own time. And there was times where we'd be out there in the rain. Like,
yeah.
That was when she was there. There was almost always a sub. She was almost never fucking there for, like, literally no reason. Maybe some of it was because of FFA. A lot of it, I just like to say, she just wasn't ever there. And so... But anyways, there was one time where this was really hard to pull off in our high school, okay? Like, they were very strict about, like, you can't, like, go leave and come back. Like, can't go for lunch. You can't, like, go get some lunch and come back. Like, there's absolutely none of that shit, right? Because, like, with everything going on, like, all of the mass shootings and stuff like that, they really shut down on, like, the security on the front doors, and, like, all the other doors were locked except for the front door. So you really had to coordinate if you were going to... You really needed an in, and you needed to coordinate if you were going to accomplish going somewhere and then coming back. And so there was one time where I just asked her to write me a pass for the nurse. And this is like last week. This is like the last week of my senior year. So this is like, I really didn't give a fuck. And I was just trying to get out of there. We weren't doing anything either. And so I knew there was this one. I knew all my friends, though, at the time were in this one chemistry class. It was AP Chem class. During the same class period as me. So I was like, let me get to that class period. I want to go hang out with those people. And so I was like, write me a nurse's pass. And she wrote me one. And then I go over to my friend's classrooms. Well, to say, I believe that teacher, I didn't even have this teacher. Like, that's the best part about this whole story, is she wasn't even my teacher. I think her name was Miss S. We'll call her that, Miss S. And she was teaching all of my friends, and I was like, I really wanted to go to Chick-fil-A. I was like, I don't know why. I was like, I can't explain it. I need it right now. And so I was like trying to convince. I was like, look, girl, I'll get you fries. I'll get you whatever you want if you just open the door whenever I need to come back in. And she let me go. Oh, she let me go. Yeah. And I went and I got her fries. Oh, and my God. Which may not sound that, like, that big of a deal if you don't go to a big high school and, like, they weren't that deep about it. But I felt like the baddest bitch on the block coming in.
Oh, yeah, deservedly so.
They opened the door for me. I was like, here you go, girl. And then I went back to my little class. I come back from the nurse's office with Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I know. I felt so accomplished. I really felt like that wow. That's probably, yeah, top 10. Yeah. Biggest accomplishments. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were all the teachers that I had written down, which was quite a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, okay, I have two, like, more small ones, and then we can be done. So, just, like, honorable mention.
Yes.
My tennis coach absolutely deserves this. Which, okay, this is, like, how you treated some other teachers. This is probably how I was with my tennis coach. So, my, like, junior and senior year, we got a different varsity coach because my other one, like, quit. And oh my God, he was a terrible tennis player. He knew literally nothing about tennis. He was, like, fresh out of college, played intramurals in college, and I guess that was enough to be, like, the head varsity tennis coach at our school.
Oh my God.
Crazy. So obviously nobody respected him because everybody there was better at tennis than him and knew more no matter what.
That's hilarious.
So he got none of our respect and he was such a pushover.
Uh-huh.
So, like, our, like, varsity attendance was, like, at an all-time low.
Uh-huh.
And, like, every time we skipped, he would be like, that's the last one. You're going to get kicked off. And then we'd do it again. And, like, he'd say, no, this is the last
one. No, for
one.
Real.
I was like, okay. Yeah. And then one time I did it, I went to Chipotle with my friend Elena and her younger brother who was on the team.
Uh-huh.
And we got, like, a message on our Remind app saying, meet me right after seventh period. I need to talk to you.
Oh, y'all. No.
And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm freaking out. And so I, like... Oh, this is literally, I cringe so much thinking about this. This is, like, the most embarrassing thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
I, like, sent him this, like, super long message. Like,
on the Remind?
This sound like an awful person. Yeah, it's me texting him back. Uh-huh. It was, like, on the Remind. So, oh God, at the time, our dog, Brownie,
rest in peace.
Was having a lot of health issues.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you did not use Brownie.
I'm so sorry. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I had to take my dog to the vet. Blah, blah, blah. He's doing blah, 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 blah,
no.
blah. Oh, like, just the stupidest lie. Like, he did not believe me. And then the next day, I, like, sent him this, like, or no, later that day, because he didn't answer. Uh-huh. I sent him this, like, huge paragraph apologizing. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I shouldn't have done that. I don't know. That was,
that's
like...
That's so funny.
It was fine. The next day, he was just like, thanks for apologizing. But that was, like, wow. The most embarrassing thing I've ever done in my life. I was like, why did I lie about that? I could have just, like, gone.
Yeah, you definitely could have just gone away with it.
That's one of the worst things I've ever done. Like, why would I lie? Why would I lie?
That's
about
so
that?
Funny. Oh my god.
Yeah. And then I didn't skip anymore after that. I was a really good like player.
Oh, good for you.
I
don't
know. And then okay, another honorable mention. This is on a lighter note. It was like the secretaries at our school.
Okay. At high school?
Are some of the meanest people I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah.
I'd walk in and just, like, immediately get dress coded in. I was like, okay. Yeah. Like, I could... I wish I could count on two hands how many times I got dress coded my senior year.
Oh, wow.
Just so annoying. And they weren't, like... They weren't nice about it. I would be wearing, like, it would be slightly cropped. Hardly.
Hardly.
And then they walk in and be like... Oh my god, you're wearing that?
Oh my god.
Like, they would be so mean about it. I was like, oh my god. And then they'd give me this, like, really ugly, like, band t-shirt to wear the rest of the day. And then all my friends would be like, yeah, okay, she got
dressed. Yeah, checks out. Because I wouldn't wear that. Yeah, no, could pretty much tell the difference between your crop t-shirts and the one that they give you when you're dress coded. Meanwhile, they're, like, fully dressed in JCPenney's and, like, the ugliest shit in the world.
Yeah.
That's funny. I never really dealt with the dress code. To be honest, I didn't even remember us having much of a dress code, so I'm so surprised that you...
We didn't. I just got targeted.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that.
Nothing I wore was even that crazy. Yeah. They literally only cared about crop tops.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess they made a big... They were a big thing. Like, especially, like, your senior year and stuff like that. Your story of the tennis coach and I guess your dress code story kind of reminded me of one more instance. And I think I mentioned earlier I played basketball my freshman year, and oh my god, our coaches were horrible. They were great at like they're very knowledgeable about basketball, and our program was incredible. Our women's basketball program was incredibly built up. Like, we had literally one state 6A Texas women's basketball. We won the state championship like the year prior to me entering high school, so my eighth grade. And so I come into this like excellent program, and I mean, I'm not on the fucking varsity, I'm on the freshman team. So they treat us like absolute dog shit because they expect us, they made us practice with JV and varsity. There was a girl on our varsity team who was 6'9".
Yeah.
A girl on our varsity, 6'9", and they would make me guard her. They would make me guard her. I'm 5'7". And I don't even think I was that tall. I think I was maybe 5'5" back then. I think I maybe grown a little bit since then. And I played post, which is already unfortunate to begin with, because I should not have been down there, which we know now, but that's okay. And I think it made me guard her. Anyways, that's a whole other thing. So that's kind of a glimpse into the basketball program. It's just, like, completely unrealistic expectations. I could talk about that for hours, so I'm not going to. I'm going to move on. But we had to wear, like, jerseys, and they were double-sided. And sometimes whenever we would, like, scrimmage and practice, we'd be on a different team, so we'd have to flip our jerseys. And my friend... we would all carpool together on our way to practice, and my friend was telling me, she was like, on our way to practice, she was like, I hope I don't have to flip my jersey today, because, like, I'm wearing this, like, it was laundry day, like, I couldn't find my right sports bras, like, I'm wearing, like, the tiniest little thing from, like, 7th grade, like, this is all I could find. And then, lo and behold, we have to switch jerseys, of course, and so she's switching her jersey, and then coach goes, y'all have got to start wearing sports bras, please. She makes, like, the biggest deal about it. Like, when we had already talked about it beforehand, she was like, I don't want to do this. I do not want to. And then they made her switch, and they made it into such a big ordeal. They turned it into a lecture about why we need to buy sports bras and, like, all these different, different requirements. It was so bad. Literally belittling 15-year-old girls. In, like, a very vulnerable situation. Yes, a very...
More than she already was.
Yes.
Like, wow.
I know. But, yeah, that's a little glimpse into the life of Texas public education. I suppose. Like, the whole thing. Yeah. I think that's... do you have anything else? I feel like I need to stop because I'm going to be too mean if I keep going. I just want to end it before I'm too problematic.
I think I'm done.
Okay. Yeah. Well...
I said my words.
We've said our piece. I feel honestly really like I've gotten a lot off of my chest that I've been holding back for several years. So it feels nice.
No, I'm not over it. But no. I do love ranting about how, like, insane our school system was.
I never thought about it as I was going through it, because like it just kind of like that's all I really knew. And then like when I've been telling people about it in college, they're just like, what kind of fucking school did you go to?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I thought this was normal question mark.
Which I guess like most of the problem boils down to is just that the teacher to student ratio was just insane. Like I'd have like constantly over 30 people in my class for one teacher.
Yeah.
Like, and if the seating chart was ever alphabetical, since my last name starts with a W, sometimes I wouldn't even have a desk. And I just hey. Yeah. So, like, it happened more than once, definitely, that I didn't have a desk and then have to be like, well, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, what'd you get?
So, it's just, like, poorly equipped, poorly set up, not a lot of classrooms, teachers who shouldn't be teachers.
Poorly thought out. Overall, there's a lot of fucking issues. But yeah, I think that wraps up this fourth episode. I'm so glad that we did this because I really needed
this. Was a good
one. This was good. So follow our Instagram, spilt_milk podcast, and DM me funny stories about teachers and stuff because I definitely want to read them. We'll respond to them. Maybe we'll post something on our Instagram story to our 7 followers. Come on, guys, hype it up, please. I've been posting memes for weeks.
Please, I'm begging.
I really have.
Carrying our meme page.
It's really a meme page, but it will also have podcast updates. So I think it's a bang for your buck. I really think it's worth it.
Yeah,
exactly. And we will see you next time. Bye.